You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Time for a trending report right now. They say that just about half of women and about a quarter of men admit that they have gained weight since the quarantine started. The numbers, Jeremy, was something like 5 to 10 pounds on average. But there is a certain percentage of people, almost 5%, who say they have put on more than 21 pounds.
Stress eating, probably. Yep, that's a bummer.
Boy, oh boy. So that's going on. And then my favorite story that I have to share with you is a story of a lawyer down in Texas who got himself into trouble, and he was facing sanctions. The story came out a while ago, but now the new update is that he is not going to face sanctions after all. Would you like to know what he did?
Please.
He shook his butt at opposing counsel.
All right. You like that? Baby got back.
That's so good. The judge who ruled on this said, one of the sentences a judge does not imagine, much less welcome, writing includes the words butt shaking in describing a lawyer's alleged actions at a mediation. He says, but that is apparently what happened. He shook his butt.
All right, Shakira.
They have claimed that it was, quote, clearly outside professional bounds.
Clearly.
You know,
he didn't bend over and do it like talk with it like Ace Ventura.
Like, I object.
Objection, Your Honor.
Just my favorite story. But here's what I'm wondering. If he's kind of got, you know, in trouble for it a little bit, if he doesn't get sanctions, what's to stop every other attorney now from doing it? Shaking their butt, you know, at the other attorneys.
It's become a thing now.
Yeah, it's like, now there's precedent that I can't get sanctioned for this. Anyway, so butt shaking going on in court. What do you got?
Well, Friends. They're still milking the TV show Friends. They have a Friends-themed cookbook coming out September 22nd, packed with over 90 recipes inspired from the characters from the sitcom. Like some of the examples, I don't remember this one, Phoebe's Faceless Foods. I don't remember that episode. I remember the classic Friendsgiving Feast, so there's some recipes for that in there. Step-by-step instructions, they've been modified to accommodate home cooks of all levels. So whether you're an amateur or a pro cook, you can pull off all the Friends recipes. And then it's kind of neat, too, because on each page with each recipe, they'll tell you what episode that it's paired with. So you can actually go back and pop in your VHS tape or whatever and watch that episode of Friends.
They know how to make money left and right, don't they? Cookbook, and then they send you back to the streaming show.
Back to the show, then back to the, you know, HBO special about them that's coming up.
Brilliant!
Brilliant! So there you go. Line Jennifer Aniston's pockets just a little bit more. There's an epic prank that's going around. This is pretty funny, especially if you're a teenager, I guess. The Mississippi governor, old Tate Reeves, got pranked during a Facebook Live graduation ceremony. He was sitting there at his little desk, his little governor desk, and he was reading the names of graduating seniors. And he didn't notice that one of them snuck in a fake name. Now, I pulled the audio. It's a little difficult to hear because it was over streaming and it was in an echoey office. But see if you can make out the third name here.
Gavin Christopher Davis, Grayson Dawes, Harry Ashcraft. Harry Ashcraft.
Harry Ashcraft is the name. A-Z-C-R-A-C. Harry Ashcraft. But that's not what it sounds like, right?
You know what? I got to give this governor credit because he has laughed about it. He's having fun with it even after the fact.
He is. He tweeted out some stuff that this person would be a great writer for The Simpsons. And then he made a dad joke about the name Bend Over. So,
Harry Ashcraft.
Oh, we got him good. We got him good. Here's a trending tuber right now, a YouTube guy. His YouTube channel is called Dad, How Do I? Dad, How Do I? And what he is he's just a real-life dad teaching people how to do basic things around the house, like how to keep your car maintained, how to hang a shelf or drain a bathtub if it's all clogged up, how to iron a dress shirt. racking up thousands of views, Dom, and he's just a friendly, goofy dad teaching you things that your dad didn't, basically. I posted the link to our Facebook on our Facebook if you want to check him out. He's a charming guy. It's got a cute shtick.
I would have a completely different video for teaching my son how to iron a shirt because the video would show me getting in the car and driving to a dry cleaner's.
And picking it up and then driving away. Shirt's done. That's funny. This isn't really trending, but I found this story interesting. Have you ever wondered why men grow facial hair? Well, researchers believe beards evolved to help men absorb a punch to the face. A good old punch to the face. They say early humans would fight over food, and it involved a lot of dudes being hit in the head, and they developed beards as padding. And they actually did research on this, and researchers found that a beard absorbs about 37% of the energy from a punch. So you're knocking almost 40% of the energy from a punch off, right there on your face with the beard. That's kind of cool, actually.
So Charlie Blackman can be a badass and get into bar fights all he wants.
Right.
You got that giant.
I would like to see an actual YouTube video on that. Like those Mythbuster guys.
I don't understand how they think men evolved to have beards when we evolved from creatures that were hairy all over to begin with.
I don't know. Maybe they... Well, they evolved to just keep growing that on their face, I guess, and keeping it on their face. Okay. I don't know, Dom. It does seem a little stupid, doesn't it?
I don't believe it.
But
look, they made it onto the airwaves.
Hey, they made it here. According to a new survey, 2 out of 3 Americans who are working from home right now say, hey, I don't remember the last time I put on real pants.
Mm-hmm.
All I've been doing is sitting around in my PJs and my shorts and my underpants. And I don't remember the last time I squeezed myself into a pair of dungarees.
Apparently, there's a significant number of people who are working all day from home in just their underwear. That's
got to be some sort of fetish thing or something, don't you think?
It's just freeing.
Sitting there in your
panties. If there's nobody else in the house anyway, why wouldn't you?
Why not?
I mean, give
me one
reason.
Your cheeks get stuck to the chair. You'd have to have a really good chair. What are you talking about? Not like a hard wood chair. Your butt would get stuck to it.
No, it wouldn't. I got boxer briefs. It's the same thing as just wearing...
Well, if you're wearing a thong.
Well, then don't wear a thong.
I can't. They're too damn comfortable. I can't stop wearing them.
Are we ready to go? We got to talk to Helen.
Oh, yeah. Let's do clickbait.
Okay. Clickbait.
Go to Facebook right now. Search Dom and Jeremy on Facebook. This is pretty funny. This is something that you're not going to be able to unsee today. I guess people on TikTok... have found that if you wash your strawberries in salt water, little worms crawl out of them.
Oh.
I posted a video of a girl who soaked her strawberries in salt water for about 30 minutes, and then she started slicing them open and looking at them, and sure enough, little wormies crawling around inside your strawberries. I, one, want to try this, and then two, will probably never eat strawberries again because of this video. I gotta try it, though, just to see.
I'm skeptical of this as well.
I am a little bit, so that's why I want to try it. I have strawberries in my fridge. I might do that today. Anyway, right. It's super gross. It'll change a man. Watch it. It's on our Facebook. Search Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.
And that is what is trending now.